Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yad Shalom. We are now in Masechet Makot Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. And now we're going to take a look at which Kohanim, or which Kohen Gadol, whose death it is, allows the person to leave the Ir Miklat. Whether it's a Kohen who is anointed with the oil, or as in Bayit Sheni times, he only wore the extra four garments, or one who used to be Kohen Gadol and no longer was. Their death of any of them, or perhaps all of them, we'll see, allows him to go home. He adds a fourth, which is the Kohen who was anointed to go to war. Therefore, their mothers would bring food and garments to the killers, so that they shouldn't die and these people should die. In other words, they wanted to make it worth their while that they would stay in Yumiklat, and therefore their sons, the Kohanim, would not die. We'll see how this all plays out. Manahani Mili. So first of all, what's the source, the idea that it's different Kohanim Gdolim, a different range, whose death will occasion and allow for this person to come back home? Amarav Kana Demakra, Vishav Ba Vyashav Ba Admot HaKohen HaGadol 1. He'll go back. So the three mentions are Begadim, Mishcha, and Emeritus. He says there's a fourth one. It doesn't say Gadol. So he says that extends it to even one Kohen who is one lower than the Kohen Gadol, and that's Kohen Mashuach Milchama. So what's the other Tanakama's position? It says the very fact that it doesn't say Kohen Gadol means it's referring to one of the three that are mentioned. Okay, the Fichai Potential Kohanim, etc. Time of the Matzalu. What? It's only because they don't pray that they'll die. Hamatzalu Maiti. What if they do pray, then the Kohanim are going to die? Faktiv Kitzipor Lanud Kidror Lauf Ken Kilat Chinam Lo Tavo. An empty curse is like a bird flying around. That's not going to happen. There's no reason for this curse. These Kohanim didn't do anything. And so Usava Mipirkan Rav Shmuel, I learned it from Rav's base Shir. Shalom the Vakeshachem al Doran Shavlo Bikshu. These Kohanim had the job to pray for their generation that accidents shouldn't happen like that, tragedy shouldn't happen, and they didn't. Therefore, they have some culpability. Therefore, the curse that this Kohen should die is not a totally empty curse. The Ikedematnu. Some people learned our Mishnah the opposite way. Kedesh Balu Abneim Shloyamutu. Not that they should stop them from praying they should die, but rather it should get them to pray that they shouldn't die. Now, it's a flip on the same thing. Tama de Metzal, it's only because they pray. Halo Metzal Amayit, if they don't pray, they're going to die. Bavelin Me'avad, what did this guy do? Hachamrinan, here they say in Bavel the following example. Tuvia chata v'zigud mangid. Tuvia sinned, zigud should suffer. In other words, this guy killed somebody and the Kohen should suffer as a result. This is from a story where Tuvia came, Tuvia sinned, and Zigud came as one witness to testify against him, and our papa gave him makot because he had just been Motzi Shemra as one witness, and Tuvia in the meantime got off. Hatam Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different way of saying it. Shechem Nosim Gazir, Shechem married Dina, the whole town had to do Brit Milah. Other people had to suffer. So Rama Usavam, Birkat Rava Shmieli, again, he had the Shir from Rava. Again, the Kohanim have the job to pray. The tragedy shouldn't happen, so they do have some culpability. Shuvalevi, as we've seen other times, we saw at the end of Sanhedrin, had regular visitations from Eliyahu. One time, a tragedy happened, and somewhere, three parsot away from Shuvalevi, a guy got eaten by a lion. For 3 days, Eliyahu didn't come to visit him, because he felt that Shuvalevi had a certain responsibility to pray for the tragedy shouldn't happen. But if a chacham is the one who gives the curse, even if it's for naught, it still comes. How do we know? Me'achitofel. Wash v'sha'ashe karad David shitin kafa tohoma. We have the sugya in the end of Sukkah that when David dug the foundations for the mikdash, he went all the way down to the chasm. Ba'al, the water came up and was going to drown the world. Am I allowed to write a Shem Hashem on a shard of pottery and throw it into the deep so that the water would not come up? Nobody told him what to do. Anybody who knows this halacha and doesn't tell me should die of asphyxiation. Nasachetov kalvachomer atzosu kalachitofel figured out by kalvachomer. Marmalas what shalom bin ish lishto, in order to bring peace between a man and his wife when she's suspected of adultery, amar Torah shmish nichtab bikdusha machalamayim. My name, Hashem says, that's written bikdusha should be erased. Acholam kulolo kol shekain. Certainly, if to save the world, you could do that. Amar le shari. So Achitofel said to David, you're allowed to do it. Katav shem achaspa shadi tahoma. David did it, threw the piece down. Nachav kamaduchta, everything settled down. So it should be fine. Vafilu hachi, k'tiv, achatofo raki, lo nastat, tzatov, achmosh, tchamero, v'yakum, v'elecha, v'etol, v'el iro, v'etzav, v'etol, v'echanak. When Achitofo saw that his advice wasn't taken, and he knew that he was going to be disfavored, he went home and gave a will to his family, and he choked himself. So you see, he choked anyways. Amrevavau, kilat chacham, afilu otznahi ba. Even if a chacham gives a curse, which is based on a condition, it still happens. Menalan mi Eli. Because what did Eli, the Kamarla Eli, the Shmuel, what did Eli say to Shmuel in the morning after Shmuel had his first nevuah in which he was told that Bnei Eli are going to be killed and the house of Eli will be wiped out? What does Eli say to Shmuel when Shmuel didn't want to tell him what the nevuah was? Koya selachal mimcha Yosef, which in the pre-monarchic times and monarchic times is a formula for an oath. But the way we're reading it is literally, this is what God should do to you. If you don't tell me what's happening, even though Shaul told him everything, Shmuel told him everything, even though Shmuel called it very much, he didn't keep anything from him, he told him the nevuah. Nonetheless, Shmuel's sons also, as we read in Parakhet, also didn't follow in his ways, and they were rotten, and that's why Bnei Israel asked for a king. So you see that even that Eli said to Shmuel, if you don't tell me, then the curses that should happen to you, it happened to him anyways, even though he told him. Amiru Rav. If somebody is excommunicated based on a condition, a conditional peace, nonetheless he needs hafara minalan. It means it has to be repealed even though the condition wasn't fulfilled. Minalan. Mi Yehuda, why dichtiv lo yevotiv achatad lavi kol ha'amim. Yehuda said to his father, let Binyamin come down with me to Mitzrayim, and if not, if I don't bring him back, then I will have sinned to you forever. The famous Rashi, Echi Reuven Valyamot, Vizot Yehuda, why in Moshe's Bracha does he say, Reuven should live and not die, and this goes to Yehuda, the next Pasuk? The answer is famous Rashi, Kolatan Mem Shanashi Yisrael Minbar, while they're traveling in the desert, Amatzmatav Shal Yehuda. According to the Midrash, all 12 of the eponymous founders of the Shvatim were brought up, not just Yosef. And Yehuda's bones were rolling around. Galin Baron, no rest. Ad Shaman Moshe v'kesh ala vachem. Moshe asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pity on him. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, migram l'Reuven sheyoda. Why did Reuven admit his sin with Bilhah? Yehuda inspired him. Because Yehuda admitted his sin with Tamar. In other words, Yehuda needed to get help to get back into the family fold, even though he had ended up bringing Binyamin back to Yaakov. Nonetheless, his nidui was effective. Vizot Yehuda. So then he says, then continuing on the drasha, Shema Adonai Kol Yehuda. Moshe says, listen to the voice of Yehuda. So Al Ibre L'Shafa. So he allowed Yehuda to come to the outside of the Beit Midrash in heaven. They wouldn't let him in. So he says, Ve'alamot V'yenu, bring him to his nation. So they let him in. Yehuda L'Mishkal Umitrach B'Shmata. He wasn't able to follow the discussion in the Beit Midrash in Shemayim. Yadav Rav Lo, so give him strong hands. So he was able to follow. Lohave Yada Lefruke Kushi, couldn't answer a question. Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tia, help him from his enemies. Alright, so in other words, this is all part of Yehuda's reintegration with the rest of the family. The idea is that he was out, even though he had made the Nidui Al Tanai. Ibayalu, Mitat Kulanu Choser, back to our Mishnah, do all of the current Kohanim have to die? Ol Dilma Mitat Achanmian, or if any one of them dies, does he go back? And the next Mishnah we'll see if he has a Gemar Dina and there's no Kohen Gadol at the time, he can never leave. Why doesn't he just go when one of the other guys dies? So you see that they all have to die. And the answer is Bidaleika. Maybe there's only one Kohen Gadol and right now there's no Kohen Gadol. And he gets appointed after this guy's Gemar Dina, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Gemar Dino made Kohen Gadol. Let's say that he has a Gemar Din and then the Kohen Gadol dies right away. He doesn't go into Galut at all. He goes straight home. If the Kohen Gadol died before the Gemar Din, And then they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, and then he had his Gemar Din. Then he goes home when the second guy dies. But as we just saw a second ago, if the Gemar Din happens and there's no Kohen Gadol at the time, he's in between. Or Vahore Kohen Gadol. Let's say you kill the Kohen Gadol. So by definition, there can't be a Kohen Gadol alive at the time you have, when you're being processed. The Kohen Gadol Sharag, if he killed, he never leaves. By the way, he doesn't leave the Yermiklat not to give a dut for mitzvah, like Kodesh HaChodesh, not testimony about a contract, not testimony about something that's nefashot. Even if Am Yisrael needs him, even if he's a great general like Yoav, he never leaves. Shenemar, Asher Nas Shame, runs there. Shamte Dirato, that's where he lives. Shamte Mitato, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't predecease him, he dies there. Shamte Kfurato, he's buried there. We'll see, not forever. Kishem Sha'ir Koletet Kach Tchuma Kolet, just like the city will protect him, so it's Tchum, around the city, protects him. Let's say he goes out of the Tchum for a walk, and the Goel Adam finds him. There's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him. Rishut Biad Goel Adam. Anybody else can kill him. We'll see in the Brayta, that's if there is no Goel Adam. Rishut Biad Goel Adam. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Goel Adam has the rights to kill him, no mitzvah. Anybody else who kills him is chayav for murder. Okay, my time. What's the reason that if the Kohen Gadol dies right after the Gemar Din, doesn't go into Galut at all? It's very simple. If somebody was in Galut and this guy dies, he goes home. The guy didn't go into Galut yet, so he's not going to go. Wait, maybe it's the opposite. The guy who went to Galut had a kapara. But the guy who didn't yet go, he has to go and wait for the next Kohen Gadol to live and die. Because he needs kapara. The answer is midi galut ko mechaper. It's not the galut that's mechaper. Mitat Kohen Gadol mechaper. It's the death of the Kohen Gadol that's mechaper. Alright, very interesting. New approach. Imach lo nigmar dino. And then we said, if the Kohen Gadol is appointed beforehand, if before the Gemar Din the new Kohen Gadol is appointed, then he only goes when the next guy dies. Manani milam rav kanan makra. Why do we add that? The Chiyu Moshcho, is this guy anointing him? Asher Mashach Oto, that this murderer anointed him? Elazesh Nimshach B'Yamav, meaning it has to be somebody who was anointed during his life. So Ma'avid and Miav, but again, what did the Kohen Gadol do that his death should be the Kapara? The question is because this guy was not a Kohen Gadol when the murder happened. He was appointed Kohen Gadol during the processing. The answer is, the first thing he should have done was to ask Rachamim that this guy's Gemar Din should have come out differently. Amar Baye, Nikitina, we have the rule. Nigmar Dino Umeit Molichin Atatzvotav L'Sham. Let's say the guy, the Rotzeach, is a Gemar Din, and he dies on the spot. We take his bones to the Irmiklat, Dichtiv, Lashuv Lashar Pa'aretz, to live in the land, on Motakon, until the death of the Kohen. What's living in the land, in the earth? That's burial. Let's say that he dies before the Kohen Gadol in the city. Then, after the Kohen Gadol dies, we bring his bones back to his ancestral plot. He'll return to his land. What kind of living is there in the land, in the earth? Now the Gemar Din on Asak Kohen Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's say the Gemar Din, and then the Kohen Gadol, we find out it was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Please give our Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. We have Machloket. Chan Omer, Meta Kuna. The Kuna is dead, which means like the Kohen Gadol died and he can go home. Chan Omer Batla Kuna. The other one says, no, there never was a Kohen Gadol, which means this guy can never go free because he went to Galut when there was no Kohen Gadol. So let me pull to Rabbi Lozor Yeshua Kabipalgi. It sounds like this parallels the Machlok Rabbi Lozor Yeshua about what happens when Haya Omed, this is a Mishnah True Mode, Umakriva Galayam Mizbeach. Let's say a guy, a Kohen, was bringing Korbanot. We find out that his mother was a Grusha. Rabbi Lozor Merkol Korbanot Shikrib Sulin. Every Korban ever brought was Pasul. And that sounds like Bat Lakuna. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says that they were kosher, just now he can't bring anymore. Mandam Armeit or Yeshua. It's very simple. Rabbi Shua's position seems to be Kohuna dies now when we find out. Rabbi Lozor, And the one who says Kahuna was never there sounds like Hesroi Korb Elazar, who says everything in the retroactively. The answer is no. Ali, but Rabbi Elazar, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Kahuna was never there. Ki Pligi, and Halakha is not like Korb Elazar, so that's not where the Machloket is. Ki Pligi, Ali, but Rabbi Yeshua. The Machloket is within Rabbi Yeshua. Manda Marmeta, according to the position that says Kahuna dies now, Korb Yeshua. Straight up. Manda Marbatla, but according to the position who says that Kahuna now is retroactively dead, never happened. There's a special pasuk that says that korbanot brought by a kohen who's a ben grusha, who's a halal, are acceptable. Barech Hashem chelo, afilu chalalin shebo, even the chalalin. But Rabbi Shua, according to this opinion, would agree that if there's a kohen gadol who was appointed, we find out as ben grusha, then he never was a kohen gadol, and therefore this guy, as far as the korbanot goes, they're accepted, but therefore this guy can never go free. Okay, Nigmar Dino, Rav Yehuda Marav, Shtei Ta'uyota Yoav Botasha. When Yoav, after David died and had left in his last will and testament that Shlomo should take care of Yoav, should see to his death, and Yoav heard about this, and Yoav had sided with Adoniyahu in his attempt to usurp the monarchy before David died, Yoav went into the tent and grabbed on to the horns of the Mizbeach. So Rav said he made two mistakes. First of all, it wasn't the Mizbeach, unless you are on top of the Mizbeach, but not holding the horns. That doesn't help you. It's only the real Mizbeach. It was the altar from Shiloh. We're going to see about that. Abai Omer, Bahanami Mitita. That was the third mistake. Ta'a, Sheno Kolei Tel Koin Vavoda Biado. It's only a coin who's doing the Avoda who can be protected. For who's Arya? Yoav Zed Yisrael. Amar Shlakish, Shalosh Toyota Tid Sorosh Romi Litot. There is a Nevuah at the end of Yeshayahu that indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be coming figuratively with his clothes drenched in blood from Botsra after having killed Sarosh Romi, Sarosh Esa. He's about Me'adom Chamutz B'gadim Mi Botsra. Now, Toa, first of all, Shana Kolet Tetela Betzer. He has the wrong city. He went to Botsra instead of Betzer. Kolet Botsra. Toa, Shana Kolet Tetela Shogeg. Second thing is, he's going there to get refuge from killing all the Jews that he killed, but it's only if you killed B'shogeg. And Toesh Eina Koletet El Adam. Who Malachu? He's a Malach. He's not an Adam. Avau Arim Miklat Lo Nitnu L'Kvura. You can't bury in Arim Miklat. Tichtiv Migashem Yulim Tam L'Chusham L'Chochayatam. The fields are for the animals and for the property. You can't bury there. You can't bury in town. You can't bury on the outskirts. Chaim Nitnu V'Lo L'Kvura. It's for life, not for death. Tmeitivei Shama Shamtei Dirato Shamtei Mitato Shamtei Kvurato. He said that the Rotzeach has to be buried there. The answer is Rotzeach Shani Gali Beirachmana. The Torah said so. But normally, meaning Levim, who live in the Rei Levim, have to be buried somewhere else. A Goleh, who goes there, has to be buried there. But we'll see. Kesheshir Kolet Armini, the Ashav Ba Velovitchuma, he's only allowed to live in the city, but not in the Tchum, not in the outer area that's the, should we say, territory of the city. By Lokasha, Kanli Klod, Kan Lador. It's very simple. The territory of the town protects him, but he has to live inside. Lador typically de enosin sadeh migrash velo migrash sadeh, velo migrash ir velo ir migrash. But that's obvious because you're not allowed to change the zoning of the different parts of the areal veim. The city is the city, the field is the field, and the yard is the yard. The outer area is the outer area. So you can't build a house there anyways. The answer is, that's if there were tunnels. In other words, let's say that there's tunnels or caverns or something out in the field. A person could live in there. But no, the Rotzeach has to live inside the city. About whether or not it's a mitzvah biyad goel adam or reshut. If the goel adam finds him outside of the boundary, if he kills him. If the goel adam kills him, mitzvah biyad goel adam. That's a mitzvah. Ain goel adam, reshut biyad goel adam. If there is no goel adam, then anybody can kill him. Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's why I added in the Mishnah. Kivo mer reshut biyad goel adam, v'chol adam chayevin olav. Rabbi Kiva says exactly what he said in the Mishnah. What's his reason? Miktiv imratzach. It doesn't say if he kills. It says viratzach, if he kill, that he kills. Kiva says miktiv yotzach. It doesn't say he shall kill. Tarzutra bartuvya amarav. Rotzeach sheyatzach chutz latchum. If he went outside, umatzal gol adam arago neragalav. He has a third position, which is the gol adam's chayav for killing him. Kaman lokar esegli ro kari kiva. He says like neither one of them. He said, like this time, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Adam Dol Ifnei Adal Mishpat, that the Goel Adam cannot touch him until he goes to the Adal Mishpat, until he goes to the Beit Din. I might think that he could kill him right away. Now, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kiva say, Adam Dol Ifnei Adal Mishpat, what do they do with that? They need it for this. Kiva Omer Minayim the Sanhedrin Shira'u Achad Sharagat HaNefesh. If the Sanhedrin saw somebody kill Shein Ritino Toad Shem Don Beitin Acher, he needs to be in a different Beitin. Tamalar Amdol Ifnei Dal Mishpat, meaning he can't do anything until he goes before in a Dal Mishpat. Shon Beitin Acher means he has to go to another Beitin, not the one that saw him. Tan Rabbanan Im Yatzo Yetzer Rotzeach, if the Rotzeach leaves the city and the Goel Adam finds him, all I know now is if he walks up brazenly. And what happens if he, by mistake, wandered and crossed the tchum? The double language tells you no matter why he left. Don't read the word varago. We said that if he goes up b'mezid, he can be killed, but if he goes up b'shogeg, we send him back. So lokasha, come on, seen this machloket many times. If you see Yatso Yetzei as an example, does that imply something extra, or is that just the language? If it's just the language, then Shogeg is not there, and Shogeg goes back. If we read it as every word being special, then Yatso and Yetzei are two separate things, and Shogeg is included, and he also gets killed. We generally accept the position that Torah does use normal language, and Yatso Yatsai is just rhetoric. Because his end situation shouldn't be worse than the beginning. Just like at the beginning. He's killed for killing intentionally, but he goes into exile for killing unintentionally. So it should be at the end. If he leaves the town, but if he leaves the town, Tani Chara Av Sharag Bino Nasa Lo Goel Adam. Tani Yidach Ein Bino Nasa Lo Goel Adam. We have two opinions about whether the son can become a Goel Adam. Let's say a man kills his son. So there's the other son. The brother could become the Goel Adam. Lema Had Rabbi Yosef Glili Rabbi Kiva. So maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Glili who says it's a mitzvah, therefore the son can do it. Rabbi Kiva says, Rashut, the son can't do it. Tisper Rabbi, the mother mitzvah, the mother Rashut, Mishari, but it's not permitted in any case. From Rabbi Rahuna, Chetan Rishmuel, we had this before. A son can never become a shaliach to either curse or hit his father, except for Mesid. That's all. The way we resolve it is, if it's his son, he can't become the Goel Adam. But if, on the other hand, he is the grandson, he can become the Goel Adam. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the final podcast in the second parak, which will be a relatively short one. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.